The Centaur Review, Episode 86, The New Alpha 5. Welcome back to the Sentai Review. We are back on the microphones, so we have some quality and whatnot.
Mics.
Anyway. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Sud Level Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Now we're going to drop that contact information and talk a little bit again about the movie. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Welcome back to talking about the movie, which seems to be a very common thing lately.
A little bit.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why.
They dropped some new pictures.
Well, I was about to say, by the way, real quick before we get to the pictures, we also picked up extra microphone cords, so now there won't be random bullshit going on in the background sometimes.
There'll still be shit going on in the background.
Well, yeah, there will be some, but I mean, like, voices.
Now, welcome to E.T. Alpha. Because I swear he looks like a robot version of E.T.
He looks pregnant.
For me...
To phone Zordon.
When I first saw this, it was mostly the arms and the hands remind me of like the very first War of the Worlds when the creature was reaching out.
Kind of see
yeah.
it.
Just kind of, now my mind is kind of stuck with what I just said. Because if E.T. phones Zordon, is that like a sex line? Because our Zordon is not necessarily PC.
Our Zordon isn't. No.
Either way.
Yeah, either way. Kirby
Zordon is not.
Well, I don't know about you, Bill, but I am digging this Alpha. This is
right.
He's trolling Shane again.
Nope, not this time.
No, look at him. He looks bad. He really does. Every time I see something from this movie, it's one extreme to the other. It's either I'm going to be okay with this, or I'm gonna let it go, and we'll see how it works. But what did they do?
And he's got a tummy.
All right, I'm going to introduce myself.
Go ahead.
My name's Amanda, and what the fuck is this? What is this?
It's robotic E.T.
This is supposed to be the Alpha 5 for the new movie.
Because...
why are they changing everything? That's what I want to know.
Because fuck you, that's why.
Because they need an
it's
alpha
Hollywood.
That can ouch heal.
That's not
Hollywood.
A good enough reason.
Hollywood is the reason.
Yeah, be, like I said, fuck you,
now
that's
Alpha
why.
Can be
why
like,
does he look like he
ay, ay, ay.
Because
is
he does
he
have
do
eyes
that?
On the side.
Is
of
he
going to
do that?
I hope so.
The original version, it was a saucer. Yes.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah. That's a question.
That was better.
What is he going to sound like, and will he ay?
Oh,
well, considering the fact that it's
sad.
Look, considering the fact that it's Bill Hader is doing this,
oh.
there's a possibility of I.
Oh.
But just the only thing I can assume from
maybe
voice
one.
Would be I don't know. Look up a random ass future Scott. Put in random ass Bill Hader movie here from when he was doing a fucking kids movie in a kids movie voice.
So I have an honest question here. Let's remember Green with Evil. By the way, special episode coming up. Let's remember Green with Evil. In Green with Evil, Alpha is damaged, and Billy repairs him. Look at this thing!
You
does Billy you, have a degree in robotics now?
You can't put a disc in that thing and damage it.
Right, that's what I mean. So if this thing is damaged, this is a hardcore new age, like way more advanced than anything we have on our planet upgrade.
Okay.
Not that Alpha wasn't, to be fair,
yeah.
but at least when you opened him, he gave me the impression of, like, Johnny Five.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, he had
yeah.
the switches and the levers, and it was understandable technology inside of him. Not that we could actually do it yet,
if you
but
were a major
it was
tech
understandable
guy, yes.
technology
yeah.
inside of him.
I just noticed this. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, but at the top of the saucer, which is supposed to be his head, I guess.
The dome head.
Looks like a globe.
Yeah, I think that's some sort of... See, that's another thing, too. I think that's like a positronic thing. Like, kind of like how Data has the positronic brain.
They're trying to pass off a globe as something futuristic.
I think that's what's housing his PC.
So essentially...
Now, however, hold
on. It's probably... But, and, of course, they're not going to explain the science because this is...
Well, of course
you know,
not.
Power Rangers.
But we've already gone over this before. You take a power coin, you can instantly do 3,000 reps in a day.
You mean a basketball?
Billy is able to make a fucking wristwatch that can tell you the time, be a universal translator, to languages from planets we have no idea even exist.
And teleport you.
And teleport you. So once he gets a power coin, Billy might be able to fix up a alien alpha.
The two orange
eyes.
Even that was understandable technology. The watch might have been ridiculous, but if you were to open the watch, which he's done in other episodes, it's just like a chip and a couple of wires and stuff. Look at this guy.
There's nothing like
this on our planet. Like, if you had to get inside this dome, that looks like some sort of weird gel or some sort of biological, matter. Like, you're talking like Star Trek Voyager biocomputer. Like, it's not understandable at all. There's no way he would have a degree or any form of understanding that would help him build Alpha again.
Bill?
What?
Can you zoom in on the chest?
Oh, I can always zoom in.
Preparing to zoom in!
I was going to say, it kind of looked like a lightning bolt there at first, but...
No, they got rid of his awesome lightning bolt.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. His design...
They got rid of everything awesome that was Alpha.
I mean, okay, let's be honest. Alpha is taken from the 1950s, like, robot.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah.
Okay, he's very much Danger Will Robertson. He has the dome head, which is taken right out of something from Lost in Space. He has the what is that tubing called? They use it on like washers and dryers and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because it's still on the fucking dryer at my house right now.
Yeah, they used that to cover up his arms and shit. Like, he was very much a 1950s robot. And in a way, that's a commendable little throwback to the history of movies. So you kind of let it go. You say, that's kind of cute, and you move on.
Yeah, whereas this seems to be more like a throwback to the alien from fucking Independence Day, only minus the tentacles.
It does kind of look like that too, doesn't it? It just doesn't have the Ripley Scott head.
Yep.
Yep. Now that he said that,
I'm
looking at it now.
I'm kind of seeing that too.
Yeah, I'm seeing it as well.
You're welcome.
His
on the
butt!
Backside. He's got no butt.
Oh, man, they took away Alpha's butt, man. So look at that.
I'm sorry, that that fucking silver kind of looked like a...
Actually...
Whoever the fuck was wearing the fucking outfit just had his underwear hanging out.
As ridiculous as this is, Alpha was designed for sitting.
Yeah.
Look at his butt.
He LOL'd too much.
He has those, he has that non-slip padding here.
Yep.
So he can sit down. Alpha was designed to sit.
That's always a good thing, to be able to sit down. You don't want to stand all the time.
It's true. It's true. You don't want to stand all the time.
Zoom into the neck. Look! They literally took the shock off of somebody's truck and made it a neck.
I think I'm right. That orb is some sort of like... It's some sort of liquid, and it probably suspends some sort of CPU.
It's like a bio.
It's also the same kind of stuff that's in his eyes.
Yep.
It's,
Of course, at the same time, that's probably the same shit that's in their chest on the costumes.
Next.
Nope. Double
by
shot.
Side of front and back.
No.
I'm also wondering about his size.
Like, how big is he?
Think he's about crotch level?
I would guess crotch level, but if they want to try to make it more...
I would say middle of the chest.
Because I'm saying he's probably like a 7-year-old kid, maybe.
I say 5'2".
I'd say they could do either
or. You think he's about 5 feet? You really think so?
No, if anything, he's probably about 4'9".
I'm getting E.T. off of this guy. Like, I really think he's going to be like the size of E.T. He's going to be a tiny, tiny little dude.
Yeah. If there's a max height to this, like I said, it'd be about 4'9", and that's from the top of the fucking biogel dome for his head.
Yeah, this Alpha is just...
I'm just curious because he's going to have to work on the computers and crap like that. And then when Alpha's damaged, how much back pain does it take to work on the computers in the command center?
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah, because that means that motherfucker's going to be stretching across the room. Billy, quick!
I'm curious.
We need you to check something on the computer. Fuck, hold on. Let me go get a goddamn extendo grippy hand.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because he...
Well, Alpha's got longer arms
well, he'll
now.
Alpha does. We don't.
But depending on how big he is...
Standing.
Yeah, but if he's tiny, you would have to bend over every computer panel.
Billy, well, yeah, there's
to help
too.
Him work.
You're going to fucking shit a brick if you find out that he's like a 7-foot-tall fucking robot.
Hold up.
Right.
What do you mean you're going to have to bend over the computer? You sit your ass down in the computer chair like you got now, and you pull the thing and drop it all the way to the floor.
Yeah, in the command center where Alpha does all the work, unless he really is designed for sitting, there's no chair in there.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Next. Yippity-doo-dah. Yeah. Next.
Bill Hader as Alpha 5.
Hey, look, ninjas. Next.
Oh, a little bit of a
side-by-side
comparison.
Look at this comparison. Yeah. Really take it in, guys.
Yep.
Look at it. There's nothing reminiscent at all about this. I have tried.
Fucking Hollywood.
I have tried over and over and over and over. I have been as positive as I can about this Power Rangers movie. But you can only go so far from the source material before you're causing problems. There's no lightning bolt. The colors aren't even right. Could you have at least given us... Oh, he's got crimson, dark crimson. He needed red.
Well, yeah,
red.
That's because Hollywood needs to be dark.
He needed red or like a copperish chrome.
Exactly. They're too
dark. He needed
dark.
It. And it's I don't even know if it's just the dark. It's too far removed from the source material.
Yeah.
It's too far removed.
The one thing they got from source material is a saucer head.
I'm going to promise you right now, 100%. I could take this image, go out to the street, interview at least 40 people randomly that saw Power Rangers as a kid, and say, have you ever seen this robot? Nobody will say it looks like, it kind of reminds me of Alpha. Nobody will say it. Nobody. Not one person. And if I do, maybe I'm going to say out of 40 people, I might find 2 people that say, kind of reminds me of that Alpha from Power Rangers? Maybe. And I bet you I'm stretching it hard with that. There is no fucking comparison here.
The only way that they're going to say that is if they're on the fucking internet and they read all the movie fucking headlines from Hollywood.
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that picture. That's the new Alpha 5 from the movie. Cool, thank you for your time. We're not going to use you.
I mean, removing yourself this far from the source material, it's like they want... And here's the thing, too, and I don't really want to think this way, but I have no choice but to question it. Do you think maybe Saban wants to distance themselves from Power Rangers? I mean, look at all the material that's come out. Iron Man, Transformers, this thing.
I don't think it's a matter of they want to distance themselves from Power Rangers. I think what they're doing is what everybody else is doing. Find something that works and copy it.
Well,
what
here's
is this from.
Here's my thing, though.
Every other fucking sci-fi movie from the goddamn 90s. I've already said it. The body looks like the same fucking body from Independence Day. It also kind of looks slightly like a xenomorph. Not entirely, but bits and pieces. The saucer looks like your stereotypical fucking saucer head from a B-grade fucking Sharknado piece of shit cocksuck movie on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Okay,
oh,
yeah.
No. Silly-fi.
But really,
yes, silly-fi.
Really, I get this feeling. I get this feeling like Marvel took off, and
yep.
They want to do the same thing, and they don't feel like Power Rangers can do it. But with the name, you might get that audience.
Yep.
And with the look, you might pull in the Marvel crowd, and then they have something. I'm starting to think that maybe they're trying to distance themselves from the original material and have just enough, and I'm talking like the name and a small aesthetic,
yeah,
that pulls in us.
That might cost them. That'll probably cost them a lot.
But it could also save them. Because there are other people, and I know this from 100% personal how do I put this? My neighbor is excited about this movie because she watched Power Rangers as a child, watched it for 2 seasons, and has never seen an episode since. So when she hears Power Rangers and she sees this, and the only thing she has is vague memories of what Power Rangers was, this is really cool. She says, I'm fucking looking forward to that Power Rangers. Have you seen it? It looks so awesome. I haven't seen Power Rangers since I was a kid.
Yeah, and here's the sad part. We all live this shit because of the show that we fucking do.
So all these people that kind of remember Power Rangers, they grew up with it. They were done with it even before Zeo.
Yep.
They're going to see the name. They're going to hear that it's a big movie. They're coming back.
Yep.
There's just enough Power Rangers here to draw the crowd in. Not necessarily enough to make it Power Rangers.
Yep.
I hope I am wrong. I'm going to see the movie. I know I will, because I watched Fantastic Four. I kind of void my right.
Sadly, well, I was about to say, I'm going to need to borrow some money, but considering the fact that I didn't see Dragon Ball Evolution, Fantastic Four, the new one.
You're not missing much.
I didn't see the new Ghostbusters, and I didn't see what's the fourth one that everybody bitches about that's new.
Well, right now, you've just hit a trifecta of awful, so please hit that quadra.
Yeah, I can't think of what the fuck another one is. But like I said, considering everybody's like, fuck these movies, all they're doing is they're taking the name and making shit out of it. I haven't seen any of them. No, not a single fucking one. So I'm going to need to borrow some money because I'm probably going with you to see this since I need to enjoy some form of disappointment since I've been skipping out on it.
Now, here's the thing.
Well, you got until March anyway.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that this movie is fucking great. I hope that I see it. And I'm like, that was awesome. Do I, realistically?
No.
I have a feeling, I have a very negative feeling.
This is a terrible way of thinking, but if you go in there with no expectations, you can't be disappointed.
But that's impossible. It's impossible because I grew up on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I still have it on my shelf,
and
we review it. Weekly!
Well, I'm not,
it's impossible to step away.
Technically, we review it bi-weekly.
But we do watch the
episodes
weekly.
Yes, we do watch our own shit.
Because we watch it when it drops like they do.
Yep.
I'm not just talking about Power Rangers. I'm just talking about in general. If you see something and you have no expectations, so like when you go there, it's like, you know, I think this is going to suck, but and then you watch and you're like, hey, well, and you're starting to watch and it's like, yeah, I was right, but then... But then so all of a sudden he goes, oh my god, my expectations were blown away because all I could do was go up from there.
I went into Dragon Ball with no expectations.
Dude, I went into Dragon Ball with no expectations.
And when Dragon Ball started and that dude in the front row goes, where's Frieza? And the whole fucking room laughed. We knew that the movie was garbage, and all we had seen was the Earth.
Dude, the first words that came out of their mouths, we were like, oh my god, we were right.
Yeah, Piccolo was master of the Ozaru, and
no.
We were like, oh fuck.
I think somebody was like,
oh fuck.
I even think somebody was like, no.
Yeah, somebody did. Somebody in the audience was like, no. Like, that movie started.
He freaking was like, did they even read the
Yeah, book? We got halfway through the movie and Talon just fucking blew up, dude. He was like, did they even read the fucking book? It was fucking great.
And then, obviously, I went in and I had very low expectations of that Fantastic Four movie.
I remember we left this house saying, you want to go see a bad movie? And it still managed to disappoint us.
And then just recently, I saw the new Ghostbusters, and when I rented it, I was like, I'm going to be disappointed. And so I watched it, I was like, well, it's a good thing I was right. I was like,
I'm so happy about that.
You got so many cameos.
That's cool. I'm so happy that you were disappointed.
There's one good thing that came out of Fantastic Four.
Doom guy.
Two good things that came out of Fantastic Four.
What's that?
The Stan Lee cameo?
From this point on, I will forever be able to reference Doom Guy.
Yep.
His powers are whatever the script calls for.
Yep.
Whenever it's needed.
That is a very powerful power.
That's a good power to have.
It is.
The second thing that comes...
Don't view that plot hole.
The other good thing that came out of this is that from this point on, I will forever remember the adventures of Spring Man, Pilot Light Boy, Sometimes Their Girl, and Naked Rock Man.
dude, that is like the... They shouldn't even have called it the Fantastic Four. They should have called it something else. Because let me tell you something.
That's because it was another fucking movie.
While there were four of them, there was nothing fantastic about it.
They should have called the movie Four.
And then we would have went in there like, this looks like Fantastic Four. Then we watch it like, oh, I probably would have enjoyed it more if it was just called Four. Like, this has nothing to do with Fantastic Four.
It was influenced by Fantastic Four.
By the way, I finally thought of the fourth movie that was big disappointment.
What?
Actually, technically five now. Technically, the other two movies are Batman v Superman, the theatrical cut, because the theatrical cut sucks cock.
Okay.
And then Suicide Squad, once again, theatrical cut. Because everybody bitched about that shit, too.
Okay, I'll say this.
Can't say nothing on that yet because the extended edition
there's,
is not
There is
yet.
No extended edition. It has been released by DC that there is no plans to release the footage that is supposedly missing.
Really?
Well, it comes out next week.
Supposedly that footage that is missing, the big chunk that is claimed to have been filmed for the Joker and things like that, it's not happening. It's not going to be on the release.
Yeah, probably because Joker's supposed to be beating the shit out of Harley Quinn and treating her like shit.
By the way, even though
he's a villain, we don't want to do that.
That movie's a 50% for me because the half of the movie, when it's beginning, that movie's really good. Then the movie starts happening, and that movie goes to shit fast.
What about Avatar: The Last Airbender live-action movie?
Garbage.
I don't even count that shit.
Garbage.
Okay.
So I just listed it. Thank you for that, because
I had low expectations
of
that.
Now, this is exactly... Now, look, we're just sitting here dogging movies, and we're supposed to be talking Power Rangers, but this is part of Power Rangers.
Yep.
This is a reboot. That does not look necessarily promising. They darked up the Fantastic Four.
Yep.
Ass. They darked up Dragon Ball Z.
Ass.
Like, they darked up Airbender.
I knew it was going to be. I knew it was going to be garbage, so I didn't even watch it.
To be fair, I've seen these pictures of Alpha. And when I seen him, I'm like, you know what? We're going to talk about it on the show, so I'm just going to...
You were like, fuck it.
But,
no, believe me, I know the feeling, because somebody posted something in the group page, and I think it was the new 2017 Rangers, and all of a sudden there was a couple comments. Like, one dude was like, yeah, I don't know about these guys. And I was like, motherfucker, time to do my job. Let's look at these costumes and try to review them from one fucking picture.
Dude, when those pictures, like, when we get those pictures, I'm looking forward to talking about those guys.
Yeah, I know.
Those guys, to me, those guys look awesome, and I'm not giving away my opinion right off the bat till I see more pictures.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to that costume alone, the new 2017 guys.
Yeah.
Dude, they look fucking sweet.
But my question for you, this new Power Rangers movie is, maybe I missed it, or maybe they haven't released it yet, but have we seen what Zordon's going to look like?
No.
We have one trailer, that's it.
I was about to say, the only thing we've seen from Zordon is the same shit we saw for Alpha, which was concept art.
And concept art Alpha looked fucking awesome.
And now we got this.
Not as much.
This is not what we saw in that concept picture.
Oh, and we've seen more of the Zords.
I'm wondering
concept art was fairly okay, other than the T-Rex having a giant skylight where you could stab through and kill the motherfucker.
I would also like to thank Scott for my favorite gif that I use all the time now, by the way.
Forgetful Toriyama?
Nope. My awesome, fucking, happy, ditzy
Zordon. Derping.
Derping Zordon.
My biggest thing about it is, while they screwed up Alpha, and you could sit there and say that they screwed up the Rangers costumes and everything.
They did.
You really have to try to fuck up a head in a jar.
It's Hollywood.
It's not succeeded.
Hollywood.
You can do it.
Shane.
You can do it.
Shane.
Shane.
They put Goku in high school.
Shane.
That's the whole problem. They didn't try hard enough.
They put Goku in high school and killed his best friend off.
Yeah, that's kind of true. However, we also saw concept art of Zordon. Zordon
is
a floating head. He's the entire body in
okay.
the fucking tube.
Yeah, but here's
concept.
The thing.
But if we've learned
here's
anything,
the look at him.
Art is never.
Yeah, I know.
So that concept art, as far
is
as I'm concerned,
null and void.
That was just a picture.
Yep.
Yep.
So it's a head in a jar.
Yeah.
So
now,
it's pretty bad
give
when
us
the concept
one
art
thing that you
is
don't
better
fuck
than the
up.
Real thing.
It's not, me, dude. It really, it truly is not that fucking difficult.
Evidently,
put
it
a
is.
Jar, put a head, Zordon.
Look,
impossible,
I would like
Shane.
To. I would like to agree with you, Shane. But if Fantastic Four has taught me anything, it's not always as easy as it looks. I
yeah.
guess.
Bill, you're gonna make me look up Fantastic Four pictures by talking about Fantastic Four. Can we just next and go to the next image instead?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
then.
Man.
Great.
Now.
Boo.
Look, okay.
I'm
willing to say.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like the new concept of Alpha, but I'm not going to lie to you. I never really cared for Alpha, period.
Okay, I was just about to say, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say that our original Alpha was cheap, sad-looking thing.
Right,
actually, if you want to go to the very first Alpha.
It was even worse looking, I remember that.
Yeah.
In the episode 00,
yeah,
basically.
The Lost Pilot, yeah.
I just never cared for Alpha's design, I mean.
But, look at him. This is 1950s influenced robot.
Well, like,
yeah.
Okay, you gotta think, Lost in Space is what they were gimmicking
right,
something.
Right.
They were gimmicking, like, he's got the dome head, that's Lost in Space. He's got the washer tubing arm, Lost in Space. Mm-hmm. He's got the box body, Lost in Space.
Man,
this is how robots work.
That was a good movie,
man, those tube arms, when I watched that show, man, I thought those things were going to fall off.
And they're supposed to be cheap. Like, there was something about robots at that point, and it's, for some reason, there's been better robots and there's been worse robots, but there was something about the 1950s science fiction robot design that kind of led us into Lost in Space and whatnot, that is just kind of, it somehow survived the test of time. It's become like a weird gimmick. But this thing?
What the fuck?
It's going to be hard to see this thing survive
hold on.
The test of time.
Scott just reminded me, now we need to steal from Jabba Wrestling Corner.
What the fuck city?
There we go. We got our own memes, motherfucker.
Yeah, they really do. They do. They have their own thing.
I'm lost on that.
Okay, here's the thing. Every, like, 4 or 5 episodes, I listen to a jobber all the way through to guarantee their quality. And then I move on.
Well, I've already...
Because it's not my thing. I'm not wrestling.
Yeah,
I do listen to their show at least once every 4 or 5 episodes.
I mentioned it before that, no offense to them, I'm not into wrestling.
No, that's
so
fine.
I can't because... They'll talk about stuff. I'm like, I really don't know.
For those of you that are interested, you go to FandomKnight.com, and there's this thing called Jabba Wrestling Corner. You can get some wrestling things.
There's also a thing called What's Up Fandom Night, where we like to discuss all the side projects
that
we're
not,
working on.
That is
like,
not
fan interactions.
Self-promotion. We're just plugging.
That definitely
we're
was.
Plugging.
That's exactly what that
no,
was,
we're
Shane.
We're just plugging. I'm plugging.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's because we got to.
To plug.
Speaking of plug-in, how do you think they charge Alpha?
He runs on a
solar
futuristic
energy.
Because they actually used to have to charge Alpha.
Oh, yeah,
there was
no,
a cord they plugged into him
and
he went and stood in the corner.
Wait, I just realized something.
What?
In the trailer, they went deep underwater, and if the base is in there, how's he going to be solar powered?
He's water powered.
Shh. He's solar powered.
He has a
hold on a minute. Hold
or
on
a
minute.
Head.
If the command center is underwater. No, I'm being honest.
Might be why he looks jealous in the
What
stomach.
If, what if the alien race that designed him, and for that matter, the one that Zordon came from, is amphibious?
Then the design...
Oh, God, you're going...
No.
No. No. No. Fuck Aquatar. No.
Right.
Oh,
but
God.
It would tie... As much as I don't like it, it would tie into the original Power Rangers, and it would give credence to why he looks like that.
Then his design would make a lot more sense.
D Do you see all this hater?
I've been holding in this piss
that
for a minute. I'm going to go now because I need to facepalm like a motherfucker after I'm done pissing.
Actually, it looks like Alpha needs piss too.
It would tie it back into our series. It would give legitimate. It would give legitimate reason because here's the thing. Alpha and Zordon always bothered me for one reason. They claim to be aliens.
This Alpha looks like an alien
now. You can
make
Alpha in your fucking garage.
These aliens look like something out of the 1960s Star Trek. And the reason aliens look like that in the 1960s Star Trek is because we had no money. The second we had money, all those aliens like the Klingons and shit became aliens. They became alien. Zordon always looked like a bald dude in a tube.
Yeah.
Always. He never looked alien. There was something wrong about him. He's like, hey, I'm a wizard and I'm from a completely different world. I'm an alien. I look exactly like you.
Maybe your technology that keeps your head afloat might be alien, but that's really about it.
That's it. The only thing alien about Zordon in the command center was the technology they
he
used.
He looked like a floating ghost head.
Human.
Yeah, he was.
He was human.
And then when they made the movie and you saw a full-bodied Zordon, he looked like a bald dude wearing
a nightie.
Yeah, he was still human.
A weird nightie.
All the aliens in the Ranger universe, and here's the reason it doesn't make sense. It makes even less sense when you looked at Power Rangers because of this. When we were introduced to other aliens, they looked like Lord Zedd, Goldar, all those monsters. Other aliens would come into the show, and they looked like, I don't know, aliens. But Zordon looked like a dude. If they're alien, and if they're amphibious...
Even the Kamen Rider.
Right. Even he was just like a dude.
Except for like little stuff here and there.
Right. So if we're going to make them alien, I'll say this. If I have to give a positive... Alpha now does, he gives me the appropriate idea
of an alien.
That maybe he is an amphibious alien design.
If they go with that route, then I'll be okay with the design because it is an amphibious looking design.
Right, at least explain
but
it to
it
me.
But if that's not what they go with, then it's an awful piece of shit. Basically, it's a 50-50 shot. 50-50
right.
50 chance yeah. of us actually like, if us actually going, okay, I get you.
Next.
Another one of these. Although the more I think about it, technically that is a better theory.
It looks so amphibious, though, because, you know, those long arms are really good for swimming if need be. You know what it reminds me of?
What?
I don't want to say it reminds me of a diving suit because of the dome head, but, like, there's no such... I mean, putting a fucking dome helmet...
I get you.
But, like, yeah. It kind of... If you've changed the fucking head a little bit, it seems like that would be like a fucking kind of like futuristic diving suit.
Next.
That's what I think. Oh, look. But like, if you look
next.
At the old Alpha. Oh, whoa.
Oh, here's the toy.
These toys are just bad, dude.
What the fuck is that?
These toys are just
bad. It's a toy for McDonald's Happy Meals that they're going to package and sell for like $20 to your kid.
Now you see. They saw.
They didn't even get the color right.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, they got nothing right.
Like, you could have at least, listen, toy company, you could at least get the fucking color right. Where the hell is the blue?
They didn't even get the hands and feet right.
Where's the blue? Where's the black? Where's that orangey, weird, crazy color?
I can't help but laugh at this.
Anybody up for a bonfire?
That's the only colors they have.
Maybe later.
So they're just like, work with it, we don't care. Nobody's going to buy this shit.
Next.
Anyway. I'm still sitting over
love
here.
Love it.
That and is
here
cool.
I
that
love
is
it.
Cool.
And the wand.
Yeah, which, yep, by the way, theory confirmed.
Okay, they did
so
that
far,
right.
They still haven't confirmed it.
Yeah, it's not a hard confirmation.
But the wand
but
has the green coin.
I'm almost 100% sure that we are seeing the green Rita.
Yep.
And it could explain, I think, something about her anatomy. She can't do what they can do. Which would be a reason for her to find
something about
a Green Ranger.
Motherfucker, zoom into the wand.
What about it?
Anatomy, nothing. Go into it. Look, it's not even out of the crystal and shit.
No, but she can't transform the way they do.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
You have to give a reason for what... Look, if she already has the green power, she would never find some kid and give it to him. Yeah. She would never do that. There has to be a reason.
She might not have full access to the green power.
Right. I don't think she can access it. I think something in her anatomy keeps her away from accessing the energy. So she's going to have to give that to some kid on Earth as a soldier for her empire.
Yep. Yep, but that's what I'm getting at. Since it's still in the crystal, all she can do is siphon off a little bit of the energy. The kids managed to get the coins out of the fucking the crystal.
I don't think they ever do, because even inside of their little thing, it still looked crystally.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I love this outfit.
But you love it for other reasons.
I think she looks awesome.
It's terrifyingly awesome and hot.
That's the correct answer for you, Shane.
Yeah, but
I think she looks awesome. Yeah. I really do. I'm looking. Well, she's the biggest thing I'm looking forward to.
Dude, yeah. I was talking to somebody at work about it, and was it at work? I can't remember who I was talking about with. And I said that the new Power Rangers movie, when you look at the Rita that we had back then, she looked like a fucking joke.
Wait, she was a joke.
I couldn't take her seriously. This looks genuine.
From what we saw in the trailer, she is serious.
Wake up, you know that trailer where she's right in front of Kimberly's face? Wake up to this terrifying woman in your fucking room.
Now wake up to the old Rita with her Madonna boobs and her giant white, poofy, weird devil spike hair.
You wake up looking like, get out, and then roll
and
over.
And you would wake up and she would scream in your face. She'd be like, I've killed Rangers too!
If this Rita showed up in your bedroom, you sure as hell wouldn't be terrified.
Yeah, I think he would, actually.
Yeah,
if she was floating above his bed, fucking rubbing his face with her claws.
Basically, I'm sleeping, and I'm REM sleeping, and I feel this, and I'm like, what? And there's a super hot fucking bitch floating over me. That's
dragon
terrifying.
Lady.
Yeah, there you go.
And she's all bleeding and shit. Look at her. She's all damaged.
Yeah.
She looks like she's been through hell.
Yeah.
After 10,000 years, I'm free.
She is probably going to be the saving grace of the movie.
Well,
I'm
considering
hoping
that she's a pretty big actress.
She's going to have to hold this thing together from what I've seen.
Let's see.
Now, I will say, if the kids start fighting...
We've seen images of them fighting.
One of the biggest things about Power Rangers was not all the costumes and shit. It's the martial arts.
Yeah.
It's always like martial artists fighting evil things. And for some reason, Power Rangers does it better than any other people. There's been competitors that have made the attempt, and they focused on costumes and super lasers and dumb shit, and it hasn't worked for them.
Beetleborgs.
Yeah, like Beetleborgs was more about the giant costumes here in America, and it didn't work.
Masked Rider.
Yeah, it didn't work over here. Because they focused more on that costume and super lasers and riding the motorcycle than they did on the part that mattered.
You are right, though, dude. You are right. Like, if anything, we looked at all the costumes so far and what Alpha looks like. This is the only one that I can be like, dude, the original was so bad that, you know, this is definitely a step up. Like, I like the design. I mean, this is basically, so far, the best thing coming out of this Ranger movie.
Until next. Oh, dude, she's so awesome. Look at her.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, and the coin is glowing.
Literally terrifying.
She's still got that weird smug thing that Rita had going on, too.
Shit, man. I mean, Bandora was always smug.
Yeah, but look at her. Like, she is something I'm looking forward to in this movie.
Yeah, I like that wand, though. That is, like, the wand that she had before looked like somebody put it together in their fucking bedroom. This thing looks awesome. Like, I don't know why. Maybe the whole gold with the green energy thing, in the, like, whether or not that's the fucking dragon coin or whatever. I think it looks... I like the design of the staff, for
next.
Sure.
And here's the newest poster.
Okay, let's
see. Weak.
We have...
Yeah.
That's what I said exactly. Weak.
Well, let's see. There's the saber-toothed tiger. There's the pterodactyl. There's the Tyrannosaurus. And way back in the foggy area is the...
Look at that thing.
Yes, I see it.
That's a saber-toothed tiger.
I do see the saber-toothed tiger.
Oh, I can kind of see it.
Now, let me tell you this, Bill. I want to know. We've seen all these now. If you had to have a favorite, what is it?
What's my favorite?
Yeah.
That. The pterodactyl actually looks cool for the first time ever.
Yeah, well,
look at it.
I'm sorry. That I'm not gonna lie.
Look at it. It's like a fighter jet. It's coming out of the sky. It actually has segmented wings, missiles, lasers.
Compared to the original, couldn't have done worse. That thing sucked.
Couldn't have done worse, really? Because I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this right here.
With the pterodactyl,
and I'm thinking they managed to do worse on everything else, like the mastodon that has like 8 fucking legs.
It's for extra walking faster from the Arctic.
Why does the mastodon have, like, 8 legs? More than that, actually. It's like, it's like
it
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like,
I thought it had 6 legs.
I think it has, yeah, I think it is 8 legs. I really do. I think there's 3 on the front and 3 on the side here, and then there's 2 hind legs.
I thought I saw 6 on each side.
I know you hate the Tyrannosaurus.
And look at that thing.
Yeah.
What about the Triceratops? I can't remember what it looked like.
Those we can't really see.
If I remember correctly, the Triceratops was kind of 50-50.
Next.
Because it looks like it's got machine guns for the 2 forward-pointing horns.
Okay.
But, like, the normal horn looks like a fucking... You replaced a, yay, boobies. sorry,
wow.
Bill was flipping through his folders. I got distracted.
Wow.
Everybody loves boobies.
But, the front horn that's supposed to be like the rhino horn, they replaced it with like a fucking blade.
So.
Looking forward to it? Well, thank you for asking, Bill. I'm going to go in there with no expectations, and I'm going to leave disappointed. So, it's whatevs.
We still have till March.
Just like in life, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm preparing myself months ahead of time.
Still have till March. They could still release more stuff to either disappoint or sway us.
Hopefully good stuff, since everything else has been shit.
I like what I've saw with Rita, and I still can't bring myself to necessarily hate what I see coming out of
the Rangers?
The Rangers, because I saw that coming.
We got to see Zordon.
Well, Bill,
we got to see Zordon.
And Bill does like 1 out of the 5 Zords, so...
Well, here's the other thing.
I can't see many of them. I don't like that Tyrannosaurus from what I've seen, and I do not care for that saber-toothed tiger I just saw. How hard is it? They've been doing Voltron since the fucking 80s, 70s, right? What is Voltron? Did he start in the 60s, maybe?
70s, I think.
Is he a 70s thing?
Possibly.
I think he's a 70s thing.
How can they fuck it up? How? How can they fuck it up? They have redone Voltron over and over and over and over and over and over and over. They are always lion kitty things every time. And even when they brought the fucking Power Rangers, the reason we got the Zoodangers was because of one reason.
The date was September the 10th of 1984, so
okay.
It was mid-80s.
It's a fucking 80s cartoon.
Right.
Yep.
The reason we got Power Rangers the way we did was actually because of the Sabretooth Tiger. Supposedly, when he seen it over there, he immediately related it to Voltron. And when he brought it over here and he tried to explain it to the actors that he got together and everything, Austin St. John said that he started filming it and he was like, I really don't know what we're doing. And he was kind of doing his thing, and he was just making a paycheck, basically. And he said he saw the Zords transform, and he said, oh, it's Voltron. Even the actors in the show knew what we were referencing. They knew what we were going after. And then you take the one fucking standard piece that references to Voltron, and you fuck it up?
Yeah.
That's what brought the actors on board. This movie is starting to bother me piece by piece.
And
you can't
think,
move this far away from the fucking subject matter.
Yeah, but just think, we still have to see a Zordon, and we have to hear how both Zordon and Alpha are going to sound.
And if there's a Goldar.
Yeah, then we have to figure out if it's going to be any other villains
putties.
Other than just Rita.
We've yet to see putties, we've yet to see a Goldar, we've yet to see a monster, we've yet to see anything.
We don't need
and
we don't
we've
need
yet
we
to
need
see a moonosphere with a palace on it.
We've seen high school drama bullshit.
Need a Moonosphere Palace.
That's the other thing that's a little bothersome, too, is let's be honest. Nobody at our age watched the Power Rangers for its great dramatic tellings. We watched it because there were monsters, and we were going to go kick them.
There was also a couple of wannabe douchebag kids that
you were five.
I didn't give a damn about
that. You were five.
Drama.
She was three. You were five. I was, what, nine? Why'd I watch that show?
Because
kicking, punching, cutting, jumping, monsters.
Except for Michelle.
And giant, awesome robots.
That's why I watched it, because I saw a giant robot fighting a giant monster.
And let us be honest, even when we understand storylines later in life, like where I am now, okay, I have no shame. I'm 32 years old. I'm still watching some Super Sentai. I don't care. And you know what? One of the main reasons I still watch it is because monsters, jumping, cutting, kicking, martial arts.
Explosions,
giant robots.
Dude things.
Now I pay attention to the story more than I did before.
Yeah.
And I often have to remember what Zordon tells to me. That way I can enjoy it. Because Zordon let me know a long time ago not to view that plot hole.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's part of the script.
And I have to. Because holy shit.
Yeah.
I am interdimensional.
Right.
Oh, and you're forgetting the other major thing Zordon likes to say. No.
Stop.
Don't push that button.
Like, I'm telling you.
You almost became a Ranger sandwich. Oh, wait.
Erase my buried. Viewing history.
I'm telling you, this is one of those things.
Tune to Kimberly's bathroom.
The movie's
Go
worrying.
Go charge.
So far, I'm worried about the movie. You're worried about the movie. I know you're worried about the movie.
I'm very disappointed in this shit. I'm hoping that the next trailer improves it.
I'm still waiting for the rest to pass judgment. From what I've seen so far, most of it is going to suck ass. But considering the fact that they're going out of their way to be like, oh, by the way, high school fuck drama. Oh, good, I'm so glad I left high school in 2007. I figured I could leave that shit behind me.
Just to let people know how open-minded I really am, I enjoyed the Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles. I don't care. I enjoyed it.
That first movie, I liked watching Splinter fight.
I liked the way the turtles were. I was okay with the fact that they were giant. Wasn't quite what I grew up with. And by the way, I read the original black and white Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, okay? My first comic books.
Were they bulletproof?
My first comic books, yes, they actually were.
Yeah.
Bullets used to bounce off Leonardo's shell, yes.
Yeah.
In the original comic books, years ago, my mother had a neighbor and he collected comics, and my mom went over there one day and she came back with two boxes because this dude was tossing out books. And the very first books I ever had, the things that started me on comic books, were Tales from the Crypt, old black and white, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's what she brought over. There was also some Superman and some Batman in there. That's what started me on comic books. So, the fact that I'm willing to accept change, I am. If you could explain it. And it still has the correct attitude. The attitude is the most important thing. The Ninja Turtles still felt like the Ninja Turtles. They were kind of goofy. Raphael was a dick. Leonardo took things a little too seriously. Michelangelo was obviously still a little kid. And Donatello didn't really fit in with anybody. It worked. I'm not saying April O'Neil worked. Most of the rest of what I was watching in that movie didn't quite work. But the Turtles, they felt right.
The Brotherhood
worked for me.
What? Casey Jones totally worked.
You mean the cop?
Don't you dare look at me like that. You know damn well that Arrow was awesome.
Arrow just doesn't cross over well.
No.
He just needs to stay in his own show is the only problem.
He shouldn't even be in the wrestling ring either, so
Yeah. He just doesn't do crossovers well. He's very much a solo act.
He should stay on to the TV stations like CW and Fox and
You mean the Shirtless CBS. Boy Network?
Sure.
There's a reference for people who listen to other podcasts we do.
No, it's... I don't know. I'm willing to accept change. I am. But...
For me, I can't because of all the bad reboots I've had to sit through getting force-fed the trailers over and over when I know the trailers are shit and makes me think the movies are going to be shit, which is why I didn't go see Fantastic Four, didn't go see Ghostbusters, and I watched Dragon Ball Evolution. Fucking hate it. The only good way to watch it is if you can download that.
So I have an honest question for you.
Rift Track thing.
I have an honest question for you. This is going to be a tough one, I know.
Uh-oh.
No. I'm not being an ass. I really am not. This might sound like it, but please name a good reboot. Because you do have me very curious what you accept as a modern-day equivalent done right.
Good. Good reboot.
Yeah.
Yeah. A reboot that you actually enjoyed, thought that it did very well as compared to the older version.
Reboot, remake, whatever. Because technically you can only reboot a series, not a single.
Yeah, it's kind of
That's
true.
A remake.
Still pondering.
I can think... Well, considering it's Christmas time, I was going to say some of the Christmas ones, but... Like the Christmas carols that they always redo over and over again.
You'd have me lost there, to be fair. I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies. It's nothing to... I mean, if they're on TV or something like that, and Gwen wants to watch them, or if Michelle wants to watch them, whatever,
It's either A Christmas Carol, The Christmas Carol, Muppet's Christmas Carol, Mickey's Christmas Carol, because guess what? It's all got the same theme, the same plot.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
but technically all that is that's a retelling of an old story. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's kind of the same thing of like...
The reason I'm curious is like this, like, okay, do you think that when we left Sam Raimi and we went to the Andrew Garfield films... Were those a proper reboot? Were they done well? I think it was done too soon, but regardless, were those good? I mean, are they done well, or is that a no-no? And then, because...
For me, it was like a...
I don't think I've ever once, in the time that I've known you, I don't think even one time I have heard you praise a remake, remastery, or redesign of anything. I don't think I've seen it.
Wouldn't the newest Mad Max be considered a reboot?
No, I thought that was continuing.
It's technically new actors, but I think it continues
what was laid down before.
That's all I needed to know because I probably would have said that because I did see the new one.
Pretty sure that's a continuation.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is because technically what it is if I remember correctly, Mad Max is basically like Zorro when you think about it. Like, it started out as like film serials and then changed.
I got one.
The Star Trek movies. They're a good reboot. I mean, they're not perfect, but they're a good reboot.
Those fall into a real gray category too because they're not a reboot.
Yeah.
Technically, those do take place after all the other movies.
Yeah.
Because the old Spock goes back and that creates an alternate timeline, but it doesn't actually negate the existence of the original.
I think there's one that I have to... I think I might have one.
Let's go with...
I think I might.
What?
Even though I might regret it.
Okay.
The Bay Turtles.
I didn't hate it. I'm sorry. I can't say the second one was as good as that first one, but the first Bay Turtles, look, let's be honest, Ninja Turtles are from a fucking comic book, so explosions, fighting, kung fu, fucking, look, that's what it was. Hell, the book started with a fight. The very first issue of Turtles is them in an alleyway surrounded by the purple dragons ready to throw down, and the throwdown happens on, like, page 2.
Yeah, because page 1 is Leonardo in the middle of a monologue describing the turtles as fucking sausages ready to burst.
Now that you actually, like, said what is a good reboot, and I know I've seen a bunch of reboots.
I'm going to tell you one I enjoyed.
For the life of me, I can't remember any.
I could tell you two that I enjoyed that nobody else seems to like.
What's that?
Halloween.
I did like the first Halloween.
Surprisingly, I haven't seen those.
I don't
I
like Halloween
would.
2.
I didn't even bother
But Rob
it.
Zombie made that bad on purpose. Look it up.
I did not see it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because if I remember correctly, he didn't want to do a 2, and they basically forced him into it.
So he said, okay, I'll do it.
I watched the original.
And purposely made it a bunch of dog shit.
See, yep.
I watched the original Halloween, and then I watched the Rob Zombie reboot. And the reboot tells a lot more about Michael Myers. Like how
and it
he,
actually grows that yes, character instead yes. of one day,
shows
one
up.
Day sister boobs, stabbing, bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And say what you will, it was an independent film, and I'm not gonna demean the original Halloween.
Give it props for what it did.
But I think that Rob Zombie's Halloween deserves some credit. And also, I like Friday the 13th Killer Cut. At the beginning of that movie, when Jason began running.
Oh yeah. That was I
thought it was like a continuation.
No, it doesn't continue.
No.
It definitely negates the original story factors.
Yeah.
It replaces Friday the 13th 2.
Yeah.
I will definitely
Because Friday the 13th part
because the
one
mother
cannot
thing,
be redone.
The mother thing already happened. In fact, they redo that in the start of Killer Cut.
That's
they redo
because
the end
knows
of
that,
yeah.
that his mom was the killer in the first movie.
Yeah.
So basically, the Friday the 13th Killer Cut reboot movie replaces the second movie of the franchise.
Which,
yeah,
it's okay. That I did like, because I have watched Friday the 13th, and I'm like, dude, this guy is so stupid. How about you run? And I know that's it's a small thing.
It's cliche ignorance.
But it made him more, technically, it made him more ferocious.
Reboots are hard to do. Let's just be honest here with what it is.
Yeah.
It is hard to take something that already exists and already has a fan base and then tell that fan base, hey, this is cool too.
Okay, let me ask you this then. Let me ask you this. Ready?
I know.
With Man of Steel a reboot?
Yes. Man of Steel is a reboot. It does not continue the continuity that is laid down by the four Superman movies.
Superman Returns was a somewhat continuation.
It continues by replacing the chronology of Part 3. Part 3 never happened. So that becomes the third movie.
Oh, no. Yep. You missed Part 3.
Yes, I didn't say. I didn't say that all four Christopher movies are good.
Two
I
out
said
of four
that they,
are good.
I said that they are.
Well, technically, you could 50% say
a saga.
Of his movies are good.
The Man of Steel.
You could say three out of five.
Man of Steel, without a doubt, is. Oh, and Supergirl is tied in with that. That's part of his continuity, as bad as it is, because they reference that he is on the Earth,
Jimmy Olsen,
and that he's
and Jimmy
busy.
Olsen.
Dude, you're right. But see, nobody cares about that awful movie.
No, I'm just saying, that's a part of the saga. Now, Man of Steel deletes the entire saga and starts it anew. Man of Steel is a reboot.
Wait.
It was an okay movie.
Hold
up. Problems. Scott's got something.
Oh, I don't like Henry Cavill as Superman. I don't think he's.
What's
I don't think he smiles enough.
I think I got a full reboot that I liked.
What's that?
What?
Remember the old, most of you guys probably don't remember, but there was an original cartoon animated Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I remember that. It was based more on the books, if I remember right, than the
and
movies.
And I loved the live-action movie better.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I really can't, because the animation is, that's pretty tough. That's a hard animation to sell to somebody.
Do you want
to
talk about...
Yeah, but considering the fact that the animation that was done at the time, I can't remember the name of the guy who did it, but basically he's the same guy who redid our Mighty Mouse.
Let me tell you this.
I can't think of his fucking name right now, and it's driving me insane.
Over the Raimi Spider-Man, there were parts of the reboot that I liked more. I thought that Spider-Man was well done. Spider-Man was well done in The Amazing, while Peter Parker was done better in The Raimi.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like, it is weird, because I don't think Spider-Man was very good in The Raimi movies. He seemed too stiff.
Andrew Garfield made Spider-Man fun.
But I like Peter Parker. I think I sit on the same fence. I think that Tobey was a better Peter.
Here's the thing, though. And another thing, it's very easy.
Gwen Stacy is.
Spider-Man's too stiff. In the Raimi movies, like, while I liked it, I literally, like 2 days ago, I watched all three Raimi movies in one night. And I will say this, Spider-Man is very like, he's like a boxer. He's very much like elbows and forearms and shit like that. And most of the fighting that he does is like at a standing point. Yep. He might jump on a guy's shoulders or something, but he's too stiff.
Now, I will tell you this. Yeah. Now, when
he's very much like punch a guy, throw a guy, backhand a guy. Like, look at that. Look at that fight scene that he has when he fights the dudes to save Mary Jane in the rain.
Yep.
It's very much a standing boxing match.
Where he knocks both of them.
But Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, he jumps and leaps and webs and rolls, and
but that
he's impossible
in the
to lock down.
Too, when he's fighting Doc Ock,
kind of. He still stands literally face to face with Doc Ock and blocks and punches and grabs him in the water. And and does like the boxer punches. He's very much a stand down brawler.
Now I will say that,
and that's not what Spider-Man is to be. I don't think Spider-Man has been a stand up brawler since the first 100 issues of Spider-Man.
I will tell you that when you look at the villains, like, okay, I prefer William Dafoe's Green Goblin over whatever they did in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes, even if he was wearing the dumb Power Rangers mask.
I still prefer William Dafoe's fucking Green Goblin.
Agreed.
Now, it's not fair, but because she only made one appearance in one movie, and the movie fucking sucked, Gwen Stacy was obviously better and amazing than she was in that one piece of shit movie.
Here's something for you. Now that I've just rewatched these movies, I discovered something that kind of blows my mind.
What's that?
They took a blonde actress, made her a redhead, and made her Gwen Stacy Mary Jane. Then, they took a redhead actress, made her blonde, and made her Gwen Stacy Mary Jane.
Yeah.
Because when Gwen Stacy is introduced in the third movie, she's a model. She's doing photo shoots. She's working on a possible acting career and building a portfolio.
Uh-huh.
But in Amazing, she is...
She's willing to kiss on Spider-Man right out in the open in front of all those people. She's adventurous and exciting. Yeah.
But in Amazing...
She wants to go to the dance jazz bar and have a good time. That's not Gwen Stacy, people!
Yeah. No,
that's Mary Jane.
Yep.
But then you take the girl... You take the girl from Spider-Man... In the first two movies, she's built more like Gwen Stacy. They forced that line, that go get 'em, Tiger, but it doesn't sound right because the attitude's not there. She's like kind of poor. She's trying to figure her life out. She might be going to college. She's having troubles in school. Questionable boyfriends. They kind of did an amalgamation of the two characters that centered more towards Gwen Stacy. Then they did an amalgamation of two characters that centered more towards Mary Jane. And it's really weird that they took a redhead actress and made her Gwen Stacy, and a blonde actress and made her Mary Jane.
Yep.
So, all of those characters were wrong. To be fair,
I was about to say, the only love interest that he had that was correct wasn't even made a love interest in the movies.
Like, if you want to get technical, the first love interest, like for this new reboot coming up,
it shouldn't really
be Mary Jane, it should be Betty.
Yep.
He should be interested in the girl that works at the newspaper, the secretary.
Right.
Because that's who he dated first.
Actually, we don't know anything about the Daily...
We don't really.
Yet.
I saw the trailer. We are way off topic, but we're kind of on topic and off topic. I just wanted to talk about reboots in general, since that's what this Power Rangers is. Mm-hmm. It is not what we were promised that it was going to acknowledge former continuity, because it's not. This is 100% a reboot.
You mean like Ghostbusters, how their first trailer talked about four scientists, four friends who 30 years ago
that trailer was a load of dog shit.
Yeah,
that was very obviously a reboot.
Technically speaking, it was three scientists who were friends, and then they found a fourth dude to join them.
Yeah.
Wasn't no four scientists as four friends.
Oh, yeah,
it
it's
was
a
three
reboot.
Scientists as three
so
friends
it was
somebody
a reboot.
Who needed a fucking job.
Well, no, what he's talking about, it's really weird. That movie is a reboot, and the trailer claims that it's continuing continuity.
Yeah.
Then you watch the movie, and it's very blatantly a fucking reboot.
Yep.
So it's lies on top of lies.
Four scientists.
It's Hollywood.
Right.
The world. Bull fucking shit.
No, they didn't. That never happened. It was never mentioned in the movie. Ever.
No. Now, while all four...
They even showed that little part where the Ghostbusters symbol was painted on the subway station to try to act like it had happened already and this was 30 years after. No. That trailer... The trailer actually makes a better movie. The trailer makes a better movie because it acknowledges that 30 years ago something happened, we needed that, and that for 30 years there's been no Ghostbusters and it's pretty much been laughed off like maybe it was some sort of con artist gimmick.
Yeah.
Which it would have been fine if it would have been considered the greatest con of all time. Because they were looked at as con artists.
Yep.
So if the third movie had said... Fucking 30 years ago, these four guys put on this spectacular con that basically, you know, made the city believe in ghosts and blah, blah, blah. They released toxic nerve gases through the sewers into, and they could have said something because that's what people believed was happening anyway. Hell, the protection agency, the fucking Environmental Protection Services, were after the Ghostbusters because they believed that noxious chemicals were in the Ghostbusters' basement and that they were nerve-gassing people to see ghosts.
But instead...
Damn it, Peck.
Instead, we got a movie with four scientists and a train station worker, because she wasn't a scientist. And they tried way too hard to be funny and failed.
Well, you didn't think it was funny when that dude tried to answer the phone through the fish tank?
Oh, no.
Over and over and over?
No, see, maybe if they would have... See, that's not funny, period. So they tried way too hard.
I got something.
Way
too
hard.
This is honest. Before we close out this episode, I do want to ask a question. What's for that? Anybody that's defending Ghostbusters, and if they want to throw that little defense at me that says... Oh, well, you're kind of sexist or something like that. Let me prove to you that Ghostbusters is a sexist movie. Sexist doesn't just mean we're attacking women. Name one competent male figure in the movie.
Exactly.
Who's a good person.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, there you go, because the bad guy was actually kind of competent in a way.
Good person.
Good person.
Good, reasonable male character in that movie. One. Name one.
Yeah, that's a good question. Name one. Go ahead, people. No? No?
Ernie Hudson. He showed up at the very end.
You might be hardcore pushing
I'm
it.
I'm pushing it hard.
And even he's a moron. He gave away one of his hearses and didn't come looking for it till after the movie and didn't know what his daughter was doing with it. What his cousin or nephew or niece or whatever she was.
I thought she just took it.
Right. No, he gave it to her. Loaned it to her. She stole it.
Okay, yep, there we go. So, okay, never mind.
He never once asked questions. He showed up at the end of the movie being like, so, like, I kind of need my car because I'm running a business. And she's like, oh, yeah, that shit is gone.
And he freaks out. Yeah.
And he's a dumbass that never once bothered to figure out what they were doing with it and somehow never realized that they were the ones that were on the news as these Ghostbuster people.
You know what? I only got one thing to say about those who support and approve this Ghostbusters movie.
Really? Name one male character. So far you have Ernie Hudson. I might let that one go.
I can't even put Dan Aykroyd because he was just a meme.
He was an asshole.
Bill Murray was an... He
was an asshole.
Yep. Ernie Hudson was the only one that wasn't an asshole because he truly had a reason to be pissed.
The male characters are either assholes, incompetent, some kind of stupid.
Dude, I watched Thor, and that's how I'm going to say it. I watched Thor try to answer a phone in a fish tank. I watched him. He had to...
He should have been... in a fucking nursing home.
Dude.
He was so hardcore mentally incompetent, I refuse to believe that he could function.
And then he...
And he wasn't incompetent in a this-is-a-comedy-movie way. Like, he was suffering from mental retardation.
I don't know why they thought that would be funny, but it was not. In fact, it was sad. I felt real bad for him.
That's this episode, because we have two more of these that we have to get through.
Bye, everybody.
Later. Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.